The cluster of infections was found in a secondary school where at least 12 pupils fell ill with the H1N1 swine flu virus. Hong Kong Chief Executive Donald Zhang cut short his trip in mainland China and returned to the territory to take charge of the city's response to the outbreak. On Thursday, Zhang ordered all nurseries, kindergartens, primary and special schools to close for 14 days in an attempt to stop the spread of the virus.
The steering committee has just confirmed the first cluster of local cases of human swine flu. We are unable to identify the source of infection. In accordance with our contingency plan, we will take the following key measures. All primary schools, kindergartens, childcare centers, and special schools will suspend classes for 14 days from tomorrow.
At least 1,600 schools and 500,000 students will be affected. Zhang says Hong Kong is changing its flu pandemic response from containment to mitigation. The hospital authority says it will open 8 designated clinics for patients with flu-like symptoms starting Saturday. There have been some 50 confirmed cases of swine flu in Hong Kong. Hong Kong health authorities have warned that the local outbreak was inevitable because of the increasing number of infected people who have arrived in the territory in recent weeks. Until this week, all of the flu cases in Hong Kong contracted the virus abroad, most in North America. Clusters of infections worry Hong Kong authorities because this is how severe acute respiratory syndrome spread in the city in 2003, killing nearly 300 people. Elsewhere in Asia, swine flu fears prompted Philippine officials to delay the start of the school year from June 1st to June 15th. Swine flu has spread to more than 70 countries with more than 27,000 confirmed cases worldwide. The World Health Organization meets Thursday in Geneva to discuss recent developments and whether it should raise its highest pandemic alert. Heather Baron for VOA News, Hong Kong.